if a man die, shall he live again? All of the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Now I want you to turn over to St. John. Chapter 11. Where I'll be sharing with you from my text this morning. St. John chapter 11, look at verse 25. 26. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall live. Right. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Right. I didn't come to talk to you this morning about death. I came to talk about life. We have a God that rose up. I want to share with you from this thing this morning. When I die, will I live again? I just want to make it a little personal. The oldest man that ever lived was recorded in the Bible. And his name was lived 969 years, that's according to Genesis 5 and 27. And there was a purpose that God allowed him to live literally 969 years. If you so great believer, some people might want to believe. He lived in that fleshy body 969 years. Children of Israel lived out there in that desert for 40 years. Never had a change of clothes. Shoes didn't never wear out. Clothes didn't wear out. I'm talking about a living God this morning. This old frail body of mine that I have been able to reach the golden age of senior citizens. And yet, I have lived a short time in this life. God knows how to preserve that day. The Bible says, it is appointed of the man once to die. After that, Stone. believing in the stars and the moon and planets. They're believing more in the creation than God himself. The Bible says that the wages of but the gift of God is eternal life. Thou shalt have no other God. Money in the bank. What do you call God? After his silver struggles, trials, and tribulations, after losing everything, his family, his material possessions, those gifts. As he was tested, he asked that all his important questions. Now, no force to do it. But a man died. He's got to hear the answer. I know the way. Believeth in me. Though he were dead, yet
shall he live.
Yes. When I die, I shall be told. You are waiting for that transformation by you. To be transformed and transfigurated by you. He was told after he got that confirmation from the Lord about the equipment he had. He was able to say, all the days of my appointed time will I wait until the same come.
Marvin Morrow, Me Bent and Heaven Bound. A little country this evening.
Since the Lord
Marl. And Heaven Bound. Don Somerset right here. Be a stepping stone. Somerset, don't be a stumbling block. Just be a stepping stone.
Yes, I believe when we see Jesus, when we get to heaven, that we will all be singing in that hallelujah choir. Heaven is not divided amongst itself because of our race, creed, and color. We all will be joined together in one great place to enjoy the glory of the Lord. Amen. And down here on earth, we might be separated. One race over there, another one across town, another one on the east side, another one on the west side, one from the north, one from the south. But in heaven, it won't be that nonsense. We're all going to enjoy the glory of God together in heaven. Thank God for heaven, where we all will come together with common sense and love for one another. And I love that, because God is not about separation of human beings. He is about bringing us all together as one, and then glorify Him, giving Him the praise and the glory. That's what leaving here is all about. Amen. You don't die, you just go to sleep, and you wake up in a place that is so wonderful that it will catch the imagination of the heart. The Bible here in Revelation explains what heaven will be like, what heaven is like, what it's made of. Amen. I believe that myself. I believe that because He said if we die in Him, we won't die. We'll go to sleep in this old body, this old fleshly body, but we'll be enjoying Him spiritually forever. We'll be transformed just like Jesus was transformed and transfigurated when He left here. Amen. Because no flesh can get into heaven. We are all are going to be transformed in the twinkling of an eye, transformed in the like manner of Jesus Christ, to go to heaven to live for an eternity. And in eternity, my friend, there is no end. I want to tell you, I'd rather be there than to be in that other place for an eternity, the burning hell down in the lake of fire, where all of those disobedient that rejected Him and refused to receive God's only Son, there's a place for them. Amen. And that my heart is, and that's just like Jesus, I will that all be saved. Amen. Jesus said that Himself. Amen. And He saved us to reach out to help others to be saved. Every human being that's saved ought to have a compassion to have their brothers and sisters saved.
Thank you. I'm